All right, go ahead, talk. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. Do it. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. TheWordBros.com.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot going on in the world right now.
That's right. Our podcast, The Word Bros, we are back, Kevin and I. We've been busy for the past few months. If you're wondering where we've been or what we've been doing or what we've been working on, we've been in the middle of Metal Shark Bro Volume 2, which is right here.
Bang. You have that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which will be in stores in August. Issue 1 drops August 6th, I think, somewhere around there. The trade should be out a couple months later, maybe by September. So we were diligently working on that. And then the world ended, basically, right?
Like, yeah, Apocalypse 2020 happened.
Yeah. First it was the coronavirus and then the Black Lives Matter protests. It's just been crazy. It's been a crazy time. And Kevin and I have been meaning to get the podcast restarted. So here we are.
The only good thing about a pandemic is it's really easy to line up guests.
Yeah, because no one's
doing anything.
Yeah, it's true. They're not making comics. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting at home.
They're watching Netflix or something. So yeah. Like, now's the time to go get comics. Like, go get your favorite comics and like support comics. Support your local shops and stuff.
There was a lot of really cool shops and companies that were doing. I bought a couple books from TKO from
so
TKO
did I, Press. Yes. Yeah.
And if you told them what shop you wanted to donate to, they would give 50%, half the proceeds to the comic book shop. So I did that a couple times. I had my comic shop mail me some books. Like, he sent me the first Sex Criminals trade.
Did you like it?
I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
I've been meaning to. He sent me the first Black Science trade.
Did you read that one yet?
No.
Yeah, I figured that would be the answer. Yeah.
He sent me a couple other books. So it's just been cool, man. I've just been buying books. I haven't really been reading anything either.
I did the same. What'd you get from TKO?
Sarah.
Was it good? Did you read it?
No.
No?
No, I haven't.
I can't make fun of you. I got Sentient from Jeff Lemire, and I can't remember the artist's name on that. So
that's an Osno nominated book.
I mean, I didn't know it was. Yeah. At the time it wasn't. So at the time, I just got it because it looked cool.
Yeah.
And it was Lemire. So I was like, okay, well, Jeff Lemire, that's a good go-to. So I went and said, okay, I'll get this. And I got, I can't remember what else I got. Nowhere Left to Hide or No One. I didn't read it yet either. So okay.
Is that Western?
No, I didn't get the Western. Okay. I know you know I have a weakness for Westerns, but I didn't get Westerns. That one. I do love Westerns, but I did not get that. I did not get that book. The Western I did back while we were in pandemic mode was David Walker's Western.
That's cool.
It looks awesome.
I've backed a ton of Kickstarters lately. Like,
same.
Just a crap ton of them. I backed our good friend David Crispino's Kickstarter for Ancient Noise. Him and Tony put that one together. I could just give you a laundry list of I backed Nightmare, The Rat Strikes Again, Glitter Queens, Red Knight Volume 4, maybe someday Monkeys Fighting Robots. What else? The Catch, Ancient Noise, Electric Black Presents, Red Ray. I mean, I've just been backing Kickstarters like crazy.
I have too, yeah. I backed a lot of the same ones you did, funny enough. So it's weird because we have similar tastes in comics. Imagine that.
I mean, you know what you should weird. Read? If you do like some of the TKO stuff that book, what's the name of that book that I really liked?
Dr. Fang. Here's some Dr. Fang. Yes. I have it. That's the first TKO book I bought. It's really good.
It's really good.
I saw it at the first time I saw TKO stuff was at Third Eye in Annapolis. So, yeah. So I was like, oh, they have the actual TKO book. So I've been hearing so much about them. So I went and grabbed it. I was like, well, I can get it now.
Yeah, it's good. I really liked the Dr. Fang book. I thought it was cool.
I did. It's very pulpy. That's why I knew you would like it. When I read it, I was like, this is right up Bobby's alley. It's very pulpy.
I really enjoyed it. And so we've just been working on Metal Shark Bro 2, and then the pandemic kind of hit, and everything, all the momentum we had kind of stopped for obvious reasons because the pandemic hit.
Yes, and we also were expecting to have to release at a certain date that got pushed back and all these other things too. Yeah. So
then what we also decided to do was, Kevin and I, because we were kind of sitting around doing nothing, and a lot of our friends, because the comic industry, as everyone kind of may or may not know, kind of went pencils up. People stopped working because the direct market shut down. So people couldn't get books and people couldn't make books. And so everything kind of stopped. So Kevin and I thought this would be a good time to maybe hire some artists to do some stuff for us. And we've put together a Ninja Nuns book. Here, sure. The Ninja Nuns are characters from the Metal Shark Bro world. I guess they're the authoritative arm of the church. They fight Metal Shark Bro on several occasions in Metal Shark Bro 1. They pop up in Metal Shark Bro 2 as well. People always ask us, like, I want to hear more Ninja Nun stuff. So we decided to do a book of shorts.
Yes, so that's how that came about.
We need to think of like a punny name for the book, like Bad Habits Are Hard to Break or something like that. For
Ninja Nuns, Bad Habits Are Hard to Break.
Yeah. Like Ninja Nuns, you know.
It could just be Bad Habits and spelled like a habit.
So, yeah. You know.
So, I mean, because
Bad Habits Die Hard or something.
John McClane on the cover, like underneath a Ninja Nun boot. Yeah. You know,
I think that'd be cool. Something along like Bad Habits Is Good, Bad Habits Die Hard, Break the Habit, something like that. I don't know.
Ninja Nuns Rule with like a ruler.
You know? Yeah, something like that, you know. But we got this Ninja Nun book. We're really excited about that too. We've got some really great artists we tricked into working with us.
We did. We tricked Tony Gregory into working with us again, who he was working with us on something when the pandemic started, which is a lot of fun, called Dust Pirates. And then we tricked John Bergen into working with us, who is the artist of Frog Boy. And yes. He's the writer and artist of Frog Boy. He's a cartoonist.
Yes, he's a cartoonist. He's
like,
fancy.
Like our friend Jamie Jones, yes. A cartoonist. So he doesn't need us, per se. We're just accessories for John Bergen. And Dan Franco, who did one of the other stories. And we've also tricked Leanna Kangas and Jason Copeland into working with us. We won't say on what, though. So, like, you'd have to get the book to find out.
Really
top secret.
Really excited.
It's sealed by the Vatican.
Yeah, we're probably gonna run a Kickstarter for this book. The fine people at Scout Comics said they would put it out because we told them about it. They were like, "Yeah, let's do it." And then that Warrior Nun show happened, and I was like, "Well, what the fuck?" But who cares? It's like it's
already done. Yeah.
But apparently that Warrior Nun book is like from the mid '90s or something. From what,
which is crazy. Yes, yeah. it's something that was on Antarctic Press of what I heard. The cool thing about like the Warrior Nun Kickstarter I saw up or whatever is Pat Shand wrote it. So
that's
Pat's
amazing.
Great.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, Pat's great. So the book's probably great. But I was hesitant to back it with us coming out with a Ninja Nuns book. So I wanted to shoot Pat a condolence and be like, I don't know if I should back this or not with, you know, the way things. But, you know, comics are comics and zeitgeist is zeitgeist. So.
But this is also, I mean.
That's from the 90s.
To be fair, really it's from zeitgeist. And I had no idea it even existed.
No, neither did I.
Like, none whatsoever. Like, somebody was like, oh, man, are you bummed about that? I was like, what are you talking about?
Is that a pun?
Yeah, like, I have no warrior nun. I have no idea. And I guess it was a thing from the 90s.
It's way different than what we're doing
now. Oh, yeah. Like, it's real. Their book is real serious.
It's way different than what we're doing. Because I watched the first episode just to see.
Oh, is it good?
It's weird because you keep watching even though it's not great. It's very strange. Okay. That's what I could say. Like, basically, she has like a halo or something in her back, like an actual archangel's halo.
That's weird.
And like she can't die as long as the halo's in her body or whatever. All right. She like heals or whatever. I don't know. She gets hit by a car in the first episode and goes through a wall and like gets up and she's just fine. Like her bones start healing and stuff.
Gets hit by a car.
It's very strange. Yes. Right. But I only watched the first episode. Okay. So.
All right. It sounds weird, but whatevs. I'm sure it's good. It's on Netflix. It's got to be better than what we're doing. But we're doing it anyway because it's awesome and it's almost done. So who gives a shit at the end of the day?
Well, we got to do it now.
Yeah, we're almost done with it. We have to letter the stories that we've done because we did a two-pager with Angela Sprecher, who we worked with on Full Moon Fredo.
Tony, I almost forgot about her.
Tony Gregory. Is it? I thought it was Gregory.
I think it's Gregory.
Whatever. But Tony, we're working with Tony again. And Josh Jensen is coloring his piece. We're working with Dan Franco. And then, like you said, we got Jason Copeland and the lovely and talented...
Liana Kangas,
who's doing a cover. And the cover she's doing looks pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope, yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Jason Copeland, who, if you follow Jason Copeland on Twitter, you would realize that he is a huge... Frank Slurpee Mill of that. He loves Slurpees and he also loves Frank Miller. And if it's one thing Frank Miller loves, it's double page spreads. So I haven't even told you this, I don't think. Have I?
I think you did.
Yeah.
It's so a wraparound cover.
Yes. So our friend Jason Copeland just decided, he's like, hey, do you mind if I do a wraparound cover? And I told him, I was like, I'm not paying you more for it. That's your dumb idea. If you want to do it, do it. And he said, I don't want to do it. I said, of course you do, because you like wraparound covers. So we're going to have a wraparound cover for it.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah,
Jason's a great dude. Yeah, we play Star Wars with Jason on Saturdays every now and then. We play a Star Wars game that Jason runs, and it's a lot of fun.
So just despite the, I guess...
pandemic, we found things to do.
We have. It's been hard. Some days are... harder than others to kind of find motivation to do things. And if you're struggling to find motivation, it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's tough. We're living.
It kind of is, but it's not.
I tell my daughter this all the time. Like, we're living in unprecedented times. Like, things like this haven't happened in 100 years. And on top of that, we have, you know, a racial divide in this country that seems to be growing, which saddens me to no end. Black lives matter. Black lives do matter. It's a shame in 2020, people still don't understand that. They still can't grasp that concept. So we're living in turbulent times there as well.
And it's weird to have to explain that. Yeah. To people, it is, because I've had to explain it a few times as to why it's different than, like, you know, some of the other hashtags people are using, about that particular topic, because, you have to explain it to them, and when you do, some people get it, and then you have the opposite side, which they just don't get it. They take it as some sort of personal offense.
It's like they push back even harder.
Yeah, they just don't understand. I'm like, what's going on? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, their brain doesn't wrap around it, and like, you can see it in the, because most of these people are people I don't know personally, because everybody I know personally is on the side of Black Lives Matter, but the people like that you're trying to explain it to, there's somebody on the internet and you can see in their text that their head's just not wrapping around the idea. So it's very strange.
And then
when I read their go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought you were finished. Keep going.
I am.
And I was going to say, and on top of all that, we're still living in the middle of a Donald Trump presidency. So it's a very strange time to be alive, is what I'm saying.
It is. And then we had weird news rock the comics world with, like, sex scandals and crazy stuff. So that was very strange. You know, for being a comic creator right now is a weird place to be.
It's been a weird time. But we are keeping our heads down, and we're going to continue to... make books. So don't worry about that. We're going to continue to do the work that we want to do. We're going to continue to do the work that speaks to us. For those of you that backed the Metal Shark Bro Volume 2 Kickstarter, your reward should be out as long as you've filled out your
survey.
I've sent out like over 400 backer rewards. So if you filled out the survey, you get your stuff. If you don't fill out the survey, I can't do nothing for you, man. So that's where we are at this point. So now they're just kind of slowly trickling in. I took a month to kind of do that. So I'm excited about that too. We got this Ninja Nun things coming up. And on the Word Bros podcast, we have a laundry list, a plethora, if you will.
A cornucopia.
Of guests that we've already recorded. Like, they're already recorded. We've got 3 shows in the can, bro. And more to come. It's pretty impressive.
Well, that's just because it's easier for us to nail down the time of people, because no one's doing anything. So before, we were having hard times nailing down when 3 people could do a podcast together. And either 2 people could make it, 1 person couldn't, and stuff like that gets to be a little difficult. So
we got nowhere to go.
I mean, work. But other than that, And we thank all you people who are essential personnel. So like, and thank you for being out there and helping the country run smoothly underneath these trying times.
These hard times?
Hard times, if you will. Hard, yes. Hard times. And we've been watching lots of wrestling and talking about lots of wrestling. So that's, yes, been fun.
I've got my Lucha Bro shirt on. I'm super excited for AEW Dynamite tonight. Lucha Bro. I've been walking around the house all day going, Zero, miedo. I'm fired up. I got no fear. I'm really looking forward to that. But it's been a trying time for everybody. And we were kind of in the middle of some malaise ourselves, but like, we just decided to jump headlong into this Ninja Nun book and get it done. And it should be out in, I think we're gonna solicit in August, and then I think it'll be out in December. So right. we're just hustling, and then we got some pitches in that we're working on. We got some fresh ideas that we're working on. We're just working on stuff because that's what the Word Bros do. We work.
We do, and we work on podcasts too. So thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us through all the hard times.
Because then in a couple weeks, next week we're going to talk to Jason McNamara, who's got a really great book called Nocturnal Commissions. We're talking to Joe Glass, who's got a really great book on Kickstarter right now called Glitter Vipers. We're talking to Mario Colangelo Jr. or the second or whatever. Does he have a prefix after his name?
Mario Candelaria.
Yeah, there's not like a junior or anything.
No, right? It's okay. Just the bad boy.
Yeah, the bad boy Mario Colangelo. We're talking to him as well because he's got some stuff coming out because he's been working hard during the pandemic. So we're trying to build some Word Bros momentum here. So, and we're doing podcasts ourselves promoting the book that's coming out. We just did a really great podcast called Down in the Den.
Sean Mars Marshall.
That was really fun.
Who's from Norfolk, which is awesome. So, and we had a great time talking to Mars, and that was a lot of fun. And we're doing more podcasts. That's the goal, to do more podcasts and talk more about the wonderful creation that is Metal Shark Bro, the most graceful creature in the sea.
We've got we're doing Cheers to Comics podcast again because Brian's going to be nice enough to have us on. We're doing that, I think, in 2 weeks. So we're just trying to build up momentum so people know that, hey, man, there's a lot of crazy shit going on. But you know what? The Word Bros, Kevin Cuff and myself, we're here and we're like clips. Like, we grinding.
We are.
You may not see us.
But we dine on money. Danger and snack on death.
Yes. Dead men make no money. So
that's what we do, and cut these comic book promos for you to come and listen to the Word Bros, and we're glad we can be here for you, and you can listen to the podcast again.
So this will be out on Thursday. I think Jason McNamara's episode will be out the following Monday, and then after that we'll have Mario, and we're just going to keep it going and see how far we can take this bad boy.
I mean, we promised some other guests before the pandemic that we're going to try and get back to.
It's
to
hard.
See if they have time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because some people don't have time. They are considered essential or whatever they have going on in their lives right now. So we're going to try to get some of those people back in the schedule, if you will.
If you will. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for coming back to the show. Like I said, we've got a couple weeks lined up. We've got 3 in the can already. So you're going to get at least a month out of us. And then after that, who knows? But we're just going to keep going. So
we appreciate you.
We're here. Word Bros. We're back. We're back. So, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday with a great interview with Jason McNamara. So stay tuned for that.
And you're going to like it. He dropped some knowledge.
He does.
A lot of really good knowledge. Yes, it's one of my favorite ones that we've done.
It is. I thought Jason was great. I need to buy his book, but then I'll buy it and not read it because that's what I've been doing lately.
I mean, you're not the only one. I've done the same thing. But I read his book.
Well, that's good. Hey, you're one up on me, Fred.
It's only one issue, so I can do that. Like, it's the trades that throw me for a loop because I'll start them and don't finish them. I'll start them and like have like a bookmark in them or a receipt or something, and it'll stay there for a while, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I was reading that.
Isn't that the most like defeatist thing in the whole wide world, to look over to your bookshelf and just see a row of books with receipts or bookmarks in them and going, God, what have I been doing? Like,
I just start and then I don't finish.
Yeah,
it happens a lot.
It's like a metaphor for life.
It is.
So all right, well, you get back to what you got to do, and I'm going to get back to what I got to do. And the Word Bros are back. We'll talk to you guys soon. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast, thewordbros.com.